今天早上我们要继续思想敬拜的信息。
Today we're going to have a message as the continuation of the messages on worship.
我们谈过什么是敬拜。
We have spent the last few messages on worship.
我们也思想过旧约的敬拜和新约敬拜的不同。
And we looked at the differences between the Old Testament worship and the New Testament worship.
我们知道敬拜不是唱诗歌而已。
We know that worship is not just singing hymns.
敬拜乃是关系到我们整个生命的事情。
But rather is a matter of our life.
我们有一个宝贝在我们的里面。
We have a treasure inside of ourselves.
这个宝贝就是圣灵充满了我们的整个生命。
This treasure is the Holy Spirit which fills our life.
使我们的心灵，使我们能够以心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
So that we are able to worship God in truth and in spirit.
诗歌是我们敬拜的一部分。
Now singing is part of our worship.
我们可以在我们的敬拜中唱诗歌。
We can do that in our worship service.
我们可以唱得很开心。
We can even enjoy it while we sing.
如果在唱的时候，心里面与神完全没有关系。
But if while we're doing that, we're not thinking about God.
那么和我们唱流行歌曲有什么不同呢？
What difference does it have with if we are singing pop songs?
六七十年代有一个歌手。
Now we probably all know this guy.
我们都称他做猫王。
And in Chinese, we call him the king. Or in American, there is called the king of rock and roll.
他唱了很多的圣诗。
So he had even made sing many hymns, and he made an album called How Great Thou Art.
可是他唱的是旋律好听。
But while he had good voice and melody,
诗歌的歌词和福音的内容与他完全没有关系。
The lyrics of the songs had nothing to do with how he lived his life.
他唱的是一套。
What he sang was one thing.
生活是另外一套。
How he lived was another.
在维基百科全书里面，对猫王描的生平描述有这样的一段话。
We can find a brief bio about his life in the Wikipedia.
他说，猫王生平曾与不少知名女性相恋。
Elvis Presley had an image of being a sex symbol, and that is reinforced by the fact that he had had many affairs with various Hollywood stars.
他根据他有过的性关系是大概是女性超过3000人。
Some reports have that he had over 3,000 relationships in his life.
包括性感女神玛丽莲·梦露
，including Marilyn Monroe.
猫王在1977年8月16号去世。
Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977.
去世之前的几年，他患有焦虑、失眠等的疾病。
And in the last few years prior to his death, he suffered from anxiety. He couldn't sleep and many other things.
他开始吃药治疗，甚至酗酒、服麻醉剂和兴奋剂。
So he took many drugs and substances to calm his nerve. Including narcotics, tranquilizers, and abuse alcohol.
猫王的情况就像当初神责备以色列人一样。
Now, what happens with Elvis Presley in his singing of gospel songs is very similar to how the Lord chastised the Israelites.
以赛亚书第29:13这样说。
The condition of the Israelites was this, as the prophet Isaiah said.
主说：“因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。”
The Lord says, "These people come near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me."
巴不得今天早上我们的敬拜不是这样的一个敬拜。
Now I truly hope that our worship here today is not something like that.
当然我们的敬拜是真实的敬拜。
But rather being a genuine worship.
不是单单外表。
Not just in the outward form.
不是单单语言。
Not just in words.
乃是内心的敬拜
but a worship that come out from the bottom of our heart
是从内心发出敬畏神的心来敬拜神
It's a worship that come from the bottom of hearts that are filled with awe and reverence for our God
是一个心灵和诚实的敬拜
This kind of worship is true worship of the Spirit and truth
敬拜生活与我们的属灵关系非常的密切
Now, a life of worship is very closely related to our spiritual life.
一个属神的子民必须要有一颗奉献的生命。
And all people of God must live a sacrificial life.
这个是罗马书第十二章第一到第二节的教导。
That's what we learned from the passage today, Romans 12:1-2.
这段经文有两个主要的信息。
There are two main messages in this passage.
第一个信息是将身体献上当作活祭。
The first message is offering our bodies as living sacrifice.
第二个信息是心意更新而变化。
And the second message is that we need to renew our mind, constantly.
今天早上的，因为我们时间有限，我们只能够谈到第一个信息。
Because of the limited time we have today, we'll only focus on the first message.
希望能够下一次我们能够再谈第二个信息。
And maybe next Sunday, if Lord willing, we'll spend time on the second message.
罗马书第十二章第一到第第一节这样说：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God." This is your spiritual act of worship.
我曾经 和各位谈过敬业的敬拜是一个重礼仪的敬拜。
Now I have shared with you that the worship in Old Testament is very heavy on liturgy.
包括了奉献、规律、祭节、宴席等等。
There are many things that are regulated with, with regard to sacrifices, seasons,Feast, all that.
来到新约，罗马书第十二章第一节带出了基督徒的敬拜生命。
But this verse in the Old New Testament really bring out the message that in New Testament our worship is the worship of a whole person.
这是一个全人的敬拜。
It's and this verse describes the life of our worship as a whole person.
一个真正的敬拜是一个人的整。
The worship is part of our whole personal life.
敬拜生命是渗透到我们生活中的每一个层面。
It should permeate into every facet of our life.
不只是我们每一个主日敬拜而已。
So it's not just something we do on Sunday morning.
旧约的敬拜重点是在信徒聚集以行动来回应神的爱。
Now, in the Old Testament, the focus of worship was the gathering of saints to act out the response to God's love.
新约的敬拜是心灵和诚实的敬拜，以及将身体献上当作活祭的一个敬拜。
And in the New Testament, the emphasis of worship would be the worshiping in spirit and truth, and also the offering of our bodies as living sacrifices.
那么神啊，神对旧约敬拜的要求，是不是不比新约敬拜更加的严格呢
？Now, do you think that the requirement for worship in the New Testament is even more stringent than the Old Testament requirements？
啊，答案是不是的，因为创世纪第四章讲到亚当和夏娃的两个儿子的献祭。
The answer is no, because we have read even.Way back in the Old Testament, in chapter 4 of Genesis.
同样两个儿子的献祭，神悦纳亚伯的祭物，不悦纳该隐的祭物。
When the two sons of Adam and Eve, Abel and Cain, offered their offerings, God accepted the offering of Abel, but not the offering of Cain.
为什么神不接纳 该隐的献祭呢？
Now why did God choose to do that?
神对该隐这样讲，你若行得好，若岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
This is what we read. God said to Cain, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
在敬拜里面，神看我们的内心，而不是单单看我们外表敬拜的行动而已。
So as always, in worship, God sees our hearts, not just the act that we put up in worship.
神所要的不单单是所献的祭物，也是敬拜的弟兄姐妹他本身的内心。
So what God wants is not just the animal that's sacrificed in the service, but more so the heart of the worshipper.
就像做妈妈的，在生日的那一天，妈妈收到好多孩子的生日礼物。
So let's say a mom on a birthday received gifts from the children.
不是孩子所献的礼物使妈妈开心。
It's not that she's happy because of the gifts themselves.
礼物到底是便宜的礼物，或者是贵重的礼物，妈妈是不在意。
She doesn't care as much whether those gifts are expensive or whether they were inexpensive.
妈妈所在意的是孩子对妈妈的爱，孩子有没有给一颗心给把他的心给妈妈。
What she really is concerned about is whether the children love her and whether they put their hearts in it.
撒母耳记上第十章第八节讲到先知撒母耳吩咐扫罗。
Now, we read in 1 Samuel, Chapter 10, that Samuel told King Saul this.
撒母耳对扫罗这样说，你当在我以先下到基甲，我也必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭，你要等候七日，等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。
Samuel told King Saul, go down ahead of me to Gilgal.I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do.
那天在基甲，根据撒母耳记上第十三章第八节这样讲，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期等了七日。
So according to 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 8, Saul went down to Gilgal and waited there for 7 days.
撒母耳还没有来到基甲，而且百姓也离开扫罗上去了，扫罗等不及，在压力之下自己把燔祭和平安祭就献上了。
So by the set time Samuel had not appeared and the people with him began to be nervous and they were dispersed, they scattered. So Saul being afraid, heWent ahead and offered the burnt offering and the fellowship offering himself.
当扫罗刚刚献完了燔祭，撒母耳就来到，撒母耳就责备扫罗说，你做了什么事呢？
Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived and Samuel chastised Saul. What have you done?
扫罗就回答说，因为我见百姓离开我上去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密莫，所以我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到基甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
So Saul replied, when I saw that the men were scattering and you didn't come at a set timeAnd the Philistines were assembling at Michmash. I thought, now the Philistines will come and attack us at Gilgal, and I have not sought the favor of the Lord. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering. He appeared to have a very strong reason for what he did. But listen how Samuel rebuked him.
撒母耳责备扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。若遵守耶和华，必在以色列中建立你的王位，直到永远。现在你的王位必不长久。耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓之君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐的。”
Samuel said, "You acted foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure, and the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command."
扫罗的王位保不住了。
So Saul would ultimately lose his kingship.
神要把王位赐给大卫王。
The Lord would give the throne to David.
到底扫罗犯了什么过失？
But what was Saul's failure?
表面看来，扫罗听从撒母耳的吩咐，到基甲等候七天。
On the surface, it looked like he really did follow Samuel's order and waited 7 days at Gilgal.
但是当情势不妙的时候，他失去对神的信心，失志献祭了。
He only lost faith when the situation was getting desperate, and then he would offer the sacrifice in an unauthorized way.
我们知道神所定献祭的条例只是有立位祭司才能够献祭。
Now we know that God has set the regulation for sacrifice to be conducted only by the priest.
扫罗不是先知，他不顺服神的命令。
Now Saul was not a priest, so his offering a sacrifice was against the command of God.
我曾经听到一个人这么说。
I've heard someone say,
主出教会圣餐、洗礼、婚礼、葬礼是简单的事情。
It's simple enough to conduct communions, baptism, wedding, or funerals in the church.
我们每个人都可以做。
It should be something that can be done by anybody.
弟兄姐妹，从敬拜的原则来看。
But brothers and sisters, from the principle of worship,
这是一个圣礼。
These are sacraments.
这个是神圣的一个礼仪。
These are sacred acts of worship.
这是属灵的事情。
So these are spiritual matters.
这是只有神所呼召的牧者所能够执行的事情。
So these are sacred services to be performed only by servants of God who are called to do them.
因为里面含有好多属灵的意义在里面。
There are many spiritual truths contained in these sacraments.
如果我们不能尊重神的仆人，我们藐视神所仆人所执行的圣功的话，我们就等于藐视神。
So if we are showing contempt against the God's servants who do these sacred works, we are showing contempt against God.
扫罗就是一个很好的例子。
So Saul is a perfect example of that.
他做了糊涂的事情。
He acted foolishly.
他失去了王位。
So he eventually lost his throne.
扫罗这个献祭行动是一个敬拜。
Even though offering sacrifice would have been an act of worship,
这个是扫罗的献祭是一个敬拜，是真的是没有错。
That's not wrong by and of itself.
但是扫罗的这个献祭的这样的一个敬拜是得不到神所喜悦的。
But this act was not pleasing to God.
撒母耳记上第十五章有一段撒母耳责备扫罗的话。
And also recorded in 1 Samuel 15, there's a passage where Samuel rebuked Saul again.
这是22节到23节，这一段话是真的值得我们去思想。
It is in verse 22 and 23, and this is something we are worth our pondering on.
是值得我们去注意而不要触犯的。
This is something that we should pay close attention and not to violate.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公然的自由。悖逆的罪和行邪术的罪相等， 应的罪和拜虚神的偶和偶像的罪相同，你竟厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
But Samuel replied, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
成为一个基督徒，我们可以每个礼拜准时来参加崇拜。
As a Christian, we can come on time every Sunday to the worship.
我们可以献上十分之一给神。
We can give our tithe.
我们参与各样的服事的工作。
We can participate in all kinds of ministry services.
我们非常的热心。
We can be very zealous.
因为我可以为神付上之一切，我就可以讨神的喜悦。
But we think that when we do all these, we can win God's favor.
我可以做为神做好多好多的事情，我就可以得到神的祝福。
If we do many things, we can win the blessing from God.
但是如果我们的生活上没有遵循神的话语的话，我们过的是败坏的生活就好像撒母耳责备扫罗一样。
But if in our private life we do not obey God's command in how we live and live a life that's corrupted, then it would be like Saul.
撒母耳责备扫罗说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
And the words of Samuel that rebuked Saul would still ring true.Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying His voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
来到神的殿里面来敬拜神，神看的是敬拜的人他的内心。
So when we come to the sanctuary to worship God, what God sees is the heart of the worshipper.
即使一个人带着最好的祭物。给神更重要的还是他内心的动机。
So the best gift that you can bring before God is not better than the inner motive that you have.
一个方面我们好多时候我们一方面我们过一个败坏的生活。
Very often we have on the one hand live a life that's corrupt.
另外一方面我们奉献我们参与好多服事的工作。
And then on the other hand, we participate in many acts of service and ministry.
我们这样做就好像一个社会中无恶不作的黑社会分子。
And sometimes it's like a mafia in the society.
他可以奉献大笔金钱给教会。
He made a lot of money and then he gave a big chunk to the church.
他可以买美丽的电子风琴给教会。
He can even build a beautiful organ for the church.
他可以为教会装修教会的建筑物，弄得外表很美观。
And help finance the church remodeling to make it beautiful.
他以为他这样做，他就是能够得到神的祝福。
Maybe he thinks that by doing so he can receive God's blessing.
但是神对他们的责备就好像撒母耳责备扫罗一样。
But God would also rebuke them the same way that Samuel rebuked Saul.
悖逆的罪和行邪恶的罪相等，王应的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
敬拜神如果不是出自我们内心的敬畏和顺从神话语的话我们就不是真正的敬拜。
So brothers and sisters, if our worship is not from the bottom of our heart, out of awe and out of obedience to His word,It's not a true worship.
我们回到罗马书第十二章第一节。
Let's come back to Romans 12:1.
神对人心灵的敬拜的要求，旧约新旧约根本是没有两样的。
Actually, what God requires of worshippers between the there's no major difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
十二章第一节开头就有一两个字啊，中文两个字，所以。
What's the beginning words of chapter 12 is therefore.
所以把前面第一章到第十一章所说的和下面所要说的连贯起来。
This is a word that connects what he said in chapter 1 through 11 with what he's going to say afterward.
信息直接的对弟兄们说。
Even though he said brothers,
是不是姐妹姐妹你们这个就没有跟我没有关系
Does it mean that it has nothing to do with sisters?
不是的是也包括姐妹
Well actually no because that passage also included sisters in the audience
因为当时候的背景是狼式的社会
Because back then when this letter was written it was in a male dominant society
接下来他说我以神的慈悲劝你们
So then he went on to say I urge you brothers in view of God's mercy
在这里有一个动词我们必须要注意的
Pay attention to the verb here
这个动词的中文翻译是劝
Urge that's translated 劝
连文呢带有恳切的意思
There are some translations that use the entreat or beseech
保罗凭着神的怜悯恳切地劝告罗马的信徒要将身体献上当作活祭
So Paul was persuading earnestly with the Roman Christians in view of God's mercy to offer their bodies as living sacrifices
神要我们把我们的身体完全地献上给神作活祭
God wants us to offer up our bodiescompletely as living sacrifices.
到底什么是活祭呢?
Now what does living sacrifice mean?
旧约以色列人每年要把动物带到圣殿里面交给祭司祭司就按手在祭物的头上表示说我以色列人的罪现在借着我的手已经归入的这些祭物的身上了
Now in the Old Testament,The Israelites' sacrifice is by bringing animals into the temple. Then the priest would lay hand on the head of the animal, symbolically transferring the sins of the Israelites onto that animal.
祭司就把祭物宰杀，然后放在祭坛上面献给神。
After that, the animal is killed and then offered up on the altar.As a sacrifice.
就业要献的祭是死的祭。
So in the Old Testament, all sacrifice are killed.
就业如果是没有把祭物杀死的话，就不能够献祭献上。
And without killing the animal, there is no sacrifice.
把自己献给神当作活祭的意思是看自己本来已经是死了的。
So what living sacrifice means is that I am already dead to my I.
我的老我已经和耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上面。
My old self is already nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ.
我现在活着的是为主而活。
Now I only live for the Lord.
这样的生活是一个奉献的生活。
This is a life that is called, that's offered up as living sacrifice.
一个奉献的生命有五个条件。
Now there are five conditions that make up this, life that's offered up as living sacrifice.
当一个人把他的整个生命献给神作为活祭的时候，他的生命一切完全的不同。
When someone offers his life as a living sacrifice, everything about him has changed.
他活着不是为自己而活。
Is no longer living for himself,
乃是为主而活
but for God.
正如加拉太书第二章第十二十节说
As Paul said in Galatians 2:20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，乃是因信而神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
活祭的奉献是完全的奉献，是无我的奉献。
A living sacrifice is a complete sacrifice without any self left.
我们的生命是完全属于神的。
Our lives completely belong to God.
我们所拥有的一切是属于神的，不是属于我自己的。
So everything we own, sir, belong to God, no longer to us.
这包括我们的时间、金钱、产业、家庭、孩子。
That include our time, our money, our property, family, children.
所以我们要几方面，我们要从几方面来思想这个问题。
So let's consider those five conditions.
第一点我们要思想的是奉献的生命是自愿的。
First point, that life must be willingly offered.
罗马书第十二章第一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you in view of God's mercy.
这个劝字在希腊原文不是用命令的语气来表达出来。
Now, in the original Greek language, this verb was not a command.
神要你的是心甘情愿把自己献上给神。
God wants us to willingly offer our lives.
这和前面我们所说的神看我们的敬拜是心里的敬拜而不是外表的敬拜。
Just like we mentioned earlier, he looks for worshipping heart rather than outward sacrifice of animals.
奉献的生命是与神相交的生命。
Didn't change to that.
Sorry, I'm not sure why.
a life that offers as sacrifice is lived in communion with God.
当我们把身体献上当作活祭的时候，我们的生命已经不再属于自己了。
So it is no longer a life that belongs to ourselves.
是属于神的。
But belong to God.
这个生命是与神相接连接的生命。
This life is lived in communion with God.
这个生命是与神相交的生命。
This is a life that's in connection with God.
是一个敬拜的生命。
A life of worship.
基督徒要建立与神沟通的生活。
So in our way of life, we really need to develop the connection with God.
基督徒要读神的话语，要祷告、歌颂、赞美神、感恩和服事。
So we'll have prayer, reading of His words, and service. We praise Him in songs.
这样的人生是敬拜的人生。
And this is the kind of life that's a life of worship.
第三点，敬拜的生命是顺服神话语的生命。
And the third point, this life is lived in obedience to the word of God.
一个与神相交的人，神常常会有神的话语在他的里面。
When someone is in communion with God all the time, that person would have the word of God in him.
还记得我曾经提过什么是敬拜吗？
You remember the definition I gave about worship?
敬拜就是神的话语临到我。
Worship is that God's word came down to us.
我回应神的话语。
And we give a response.
敬拜的人生是顺服神话语的人生。
So a life of worship is a life in obedience to His word.
所以神话语临到我，我回应神是顺服神话语。
So when God's word come to me,My response is to be obedient to His word.
刚才我们谈到撒母耳对扫罗的责备。
We had looked at the rebuke of Samuel to Saul.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”
So Samuel said, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
好多时候在我们是走这条人生道路的时候我们会有、我们内心的需要和期望、
Very often when we're walking on the path of life we have many desires and expectations
我们有我们的志向我们有我们的雄心我们有我们的目标
We have our ambitions, our aspirations and goals
也许这些我们所渴望的志向、雄心、目标，不是神的旨意。
But these ambitions, goals, and aspirations may not exactly be what God has planned for us.
神是有另外一个更好的安排为我们预备。
He may even have something better in plan for us.
在这种情况底下，是我们需要学习顺服功课的时候。
In such case, that's when we need to learn the lesson of obedience.
我知道，我也是我的经历，我知道顺服的功课是不容易学习的一门功课。
I know through my experience that obedience is not a lesson easy to learn.
要学习这个功课有时候要流下很多很多的眼泪
And oftentimes it's learned with many tears
开始的时候我们很不明白
And sometimes we don't understand why it's so
为什么我的祷告神不垂听
Why didn't God answer my prayer
为什么神要我走这条不容易走的道路
Why did he direct me to this difficult path instead of an easier one
弟兄姐妹，我们要相信神的道路是最好的道路。
But brothers and sisters, we must firmly believe that God's chosen way is the best one.
神为我们所安排的乃是最好的安排。
What God has in plan for us is the best plan.
我们只要单单的相信他，信靠他。现在我们虽然不明白，我们深深的相信，我们将来会明白。
We must trust him with simple faith that even though we don't understand now, we will one day.
第四点，奉献的生命是服事的生命。
The fourth point, a life offered as sacrifice is a life of serving.
既然我们将我们自己毫无保留的完全的奉献给神。
Since we have offered our life to God without reservation,
我们的生命不是属于我们自己的。
Our life no longer belongs to us.
我们活着是为神而活。
God wants us to serve Him in our lives.
神要我们
live for Him.
神要我们在生活当中服侍他。
So God wants us to serve Him in our lives.
奉献的生命是一个服侍的生命。
So the life that's offered.Is a life of serving.
神有什么吩咐，我们就去执行。
Whatever God commands, we will do.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你的恩赐在哪里吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know where your gifts are?
让我们一起来学习，寻求神要我们在哪一方面服侍他。
Let's all learn and seek God's direction in where to serve Him with our gifts.
最后一点，奉献的生命是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And the last point, a life offered as sacrifice is holy and acceptable and pleasing to God.
我们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。
What we offered as living sacrifice is holy.
旧约献祭的时候，祭司要检查祭物，要确定毫无残缺才能够使用。
In the Old Testament, before the animals were sacrificed,The priest had to examine them first, make sure they are without defect or blemish.
同样的，我们身体的奉献必须是圣洁的奉献。
In the same way, when we offer our lives as living sacrifices, it also needs to be holy.
是一个分别为圣的一个生活。
It's a life that's consecrated.
是讨神喜悦的生活。
We must live in a way that's pleasing to God.
这个是每一个基督徒生活的目标，就是过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
The goal of every Christian's life should be to live in a way that's pleasing to God.
那么为什么我们要有奉献的生命呢
So, why do we need to live a life that's as a living sacrifice.
经文讲得很清楚，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
The Chinese translation to the passage would mean, which is your reasonable service.
这段经文的真正英文的翻译版这个经文的真正意思就是在英文翻译版在 NIV version 里面讲得很清楚。
And I think the NIV translation made retain the original meaning a little better.
This is your spiritual act of worship.
中文的意思就是这是你们属灵的敬拜行动。
另外一个比较新的很新的翻译版本也这样说，新汉语译本把这一段的翻译成为这是你们理所理当献上的敬拜。
So other translation would have it as, this is your reasonable act of worship.
弟兄姐妹们，我们把身体献上是理所当然的。
So offering up ourselves as living sacrifice is a reasonable course of action for us.
献祭是一个敬拜。
Offering sacrifice is a worship.
是我们应当有的敬拜。
It is a reasonable act of worship.
多少时候我们被这个世界的物质生活所迷惑了？
Now how often are we blinded by the materialism of this world?
我们忘记了我们是一群蒙神恩典救赎的人。
And we forget that we are a redeemed people by God's grace.
我们忘记了神的恩典。
We forget His grace.
他爱我们是何等的深刻。
He loves us so deeply.
他爱我们到一个地步，主耶稣基督要牺牲他自己，亲自为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He loves us so deeply to the point that the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven and died on the cross for our sin.
让我们，他要让我们能够从罪中得到释放，得到赦免。
He died on the cross so that we can be redeemed and delivered from the sin.
他要我们做一个新造的人。
So that he can make us a new creation.
这是神恩典的缘故。
And all this is because of God's grace.
神要求我们将自己献上给他。
So now God asks us to offer ourselves.
这个要求是理所当然的。
And he has every right and reason to do that.
神爱你。
God loves you.
你爱神吗？
Do you love God?
你愿意不愿意来到神的面前告诉神说，神是的，神我爱你，我们要把自己奉献给你当作活祭。
Are you willing to come before him and tell him, God, I love you and I am willing to offer myself as living sacrifice for you?
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
我们要告诉你说，主，谢谢你，你爱我们何等的深刻。
We want to tell you, we thank you for you have loved us so deeply.
我们现在就在你的面前。
Now we are before you.
求你接纳我们在你面前，我们的心意，我们要把我们自己奉献当作活祭。
We ask that you are pleased to accept us, that our willingness to offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
帮助我们在我们的生活当中，我们能够过圣洁的生活，过一个讨主你所喜悦的生活。
Please help us to live holy lives in our life, and live a life that's pleasing to you.
接纳我们那不配的身体。
Please accept our unworthy request.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Which is in Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们一起起立，我们要唱。